This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Ukrainian artillery strike on the Russian-controlled city of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine left at least 27 dead on Sunday, according to the Russian-appointed head of the region, who said 25 people were also injured. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The city's Russian-installed mayor said Ukrainian forces bombarded a busy area with shops and a market. It has been almost 2 years since Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Its own campaign of airstrikes and heavy shelling has killed thousands of Ukrainian civilians. Donetsk is one of four regions in Ukraine's east and south that Moscow claimed to have annexed in 2022. The move was condemned as illegal by most countries at the UN General Assembly. Russia does not have full control over any of the regions.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. North Korea said on Sunday Russian President Vladimir Putin expressed his willingness to visit the North at an unspecified, quote-unquote, early date as the countries continue to align in the face of their separate, intensifying confrontations with the United States. Hundreds of thousands of people have taken to the streets across towns and cities in Germany this weekend as the country enters a second week of nationwide protests against the right-wing Alternative for Germany party. In Berlin, organizers estimated around 350,000 people joining a protest in front of the parliamentary building on Sunday. Metro stations in the area were temporarily shut, and people were asked to stop joining the process as the influx of people increased in numbers. This is VOA News. The Palestinian death toll in Gaza has surpassed 25,000 with no end in sight to the Israel-Hamas war, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
The Palestinian death toll from the war between Israel and Hamas now exceeds 25,000, according to the health ministry in the Gaza Strip. The latest number is reported as the Israeli government appears far from achieving its goal of crushing the militant group and freeing more than 100 hostages. The level of death, destruction, and displacement from the war is already without precedent in the decades-old Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Yet Israeli officials say the fighting is likely to continue for several more months. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Senegal's highest election authority has excluded two top opposition leaders from the final list of candidates for the West African nation's presidential election next month. The council said opposition leader Ousmane Sonko, who finished third in the country's 2019 presidential election, was disqualified from the ballot because of a defamation conviction. Sonko's party called his disqualification, quote, the most dangerous precedent in the political history of Senegal. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended his Republican Party presidential campaign just days before the U.S. state of New Hampshire primary and endorsed former President Donald Trump. DeSantis entered his White House bid Sunday after failing to meet lofty expectations that he would seriously challenge the former president and after finishing a distant second in the leadoff state of Iowa caucuses. Early primary polls had suggested DeSantis was in a strong position to challenge Trump. He and his allies amassed a political fortune of well more than $100 million, but his campaign was hamstrung by missteps. A Texas man who was caught with a 13-year-old girl in his car who was able to signal for help has pleaded guilty to kidnapping charges, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The 13-year-old girl was able to hold up a sign that read, "Help me," after her abductor, 62-year-old Stephen Robert Sablin, had driven her from Texas to Long Beach, California. A passerby saw her sign and called 911. That was July 9th of last year, and police rescued the girl. Sablin, in court in California, pleaded guilty to one count of kidnapping and faces a minimum of 20 years in prison. He admitted to sexually assaulting the girl after an FBI report says he saw her walking by herself in San Antonio on July 6th and forced her into his car at gunpoint. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VO.